ברשות מורי ורבותיי, with the help of Hashem, this week there is a lot of things that we can learn from this parasha of Vayitzi, and there is few things that they are so important that everyone should know. Derech ba'avodat Hashem. Have you heard in your life somebody who worked 7 years for a woman, 14 years for two women? Let's say, Yaakov Abinu, he worked 14 years for Rachel, because it's Rachel who he wanted at the beginning. And then Laban gave him Leah. Then he had to work another seven years for Rachel. So that means he worked 14 years for Rachel. Have you heard that in your life? Did Yaakov, he did not have money? He couldn't send somebody to Rivka, his mother, tell his mother, Mama, all the money that you give me, it was stolen by Eliphaz. I need money. All the problem of Lavan, he was a Ramai, he was a bad man. He wanted money. So that's what you want, money. Okay. Yaakov Abinu could send somebody to his mother to send him money. Yes or no? So why Yaakov had to work? He had to give, to pay, to marry two women, by working hard like a slaves. Like the Torah said, he did not sleep day and night. Day and night was awake, was working very, very, very hard. We never heard that, never heard that. Why? You have to know something, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised so much, a lot of promise to Yaakov Abinu. I will shmarticha baderech, I will take care of you, I will give you parnasa, I will give you this, and I will give you children, you will find your mazal. You understand? Yaakov Abinu, he went with a big emunah on bitachon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he went with a big emunah on bitachon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we understand that Yaakov Abinu, he did not want Hash V'Shalom to have doubt about all what Hashem promised him. If he sent somebody to his mother, so that means all what he will have after because of his mother. You understand me? He wanted that he had a bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised me that he will give me parnasa. After that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised me that he will give me wife and children. So I have emunah, even if I have to work for them. I don't care. He wanted to have big emunah and bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would like to tell you something. You know, the Avot HaKadoshim, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, they never said why. Always Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, whatever happened to them, they accept it. Look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Abraham, Abraham, from your son, I will give you children. From Yitzhak, I will give you a generation, children. And what happened? You know what happened? Few days after, few years after, he told him, take Yitzhak and sacrifice him. Yeah, Abraham Abinu, he could say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bono Sha'olam, you promised me children. You promised me that you would give me children. And then you give me Yitzhak. And then you tell me to sacrifice Yitzhak. So from where you going to bring my generation, the Am Yisrael? He didn't ask this question. Even though that he could ask, he did not ask. That was the Avot HaKadoshim. The Avot HaKadoshim, they never asked questions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can you imagine now? They accepted all what Hashem said. This is your willing. Whatever you do, Hashem, I accept. You have the title to change your mind. You wanted me to have children, now you don't want me to have children, I accept. The same with Yaakov Abinu. That's why Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, they are so holy. We never had people like them, because they never had any objection about the midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said to them, Hashem said to Yaakov, Yaakov, I promise you, I will give you whatever you want. I'll give you whatever you want. I'll give you, I promise you. I give you, I protect you, I give you anything you want. Now here you have Yaakov. He has no money, he has nothing. He arrived to Haran with nothing. And then he saw the girl that she's his mazal, but has no money. You know, his man, the father of Rachel, he's a Rasha. I want only money. And I could tell him, please, I have no money to have your daughter. He could have an objection. Hey, Hashem, you promised me to get married. You promised to be rich. I have nothing. Look, I'm here with somebody that he would not give me his daughter if I don't have money. He did not ask a question. He just accepted. He said, well, if I have to work, I have to work. You know what it is? That the 7 years they were for him like few days. Did you understand this, please? Huh? I mean, can you imagine? Just for somebody who is in stock market and he's excited to see, he's watching the television, the screen, and he's waited, excited, you know, what's going to happen. Every second, it's like a year. Yes or no? Every second, it's take like a year in his mind. Can you imagine? Yaakov Avinu, he loves Rachel. And he knows from Rachel he's going to have children. I mean, each second for Yaakov should be like a year. And here you have that the 7 years that Yaakov was waiting for Rachel, it was like few days. Like few days. How can you understand this? You know why? Because Yaakov Avinu accepted everything who came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it was a big problem for Yaakov Avinu. He had no money. And on the other hand, he has a lot of promises from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem promised him a lot of promises. And he has no money. I mean, to wait 7 years for Rachel, it's like waiting 70 years for Rachel. You understand? But Yaakov Avinu has so much emunah and bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said to himself, well, what it is 7 years? It's nothing. This is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand? This is the Ratzon of Hashem. If this is the Ratzon of Hashem, why must I have objections? Why? This is the Ratzon of Hashem. No problem. I don't see any problem here. There is no problem. That was Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom. I would like just, I don't know if you know that or not. You see, in the parasha of, we talk about a lot about Avraham Avinu, yes? We talk a lot about Avraham Avinu, about Parashat Lech Lecha, Parashat Noah, Parashat Lech Lecha, Parashat Vayera, Parashat Hayisara, yes or no? And about Yaakov, we talk too much. Parashat Toledot, Vayitze, Vayigash, Vayishev, Miketz, Vayhi, too many parashiyot. But about Yitzhak Avinu, we only talk on one parasha. In Parashat Toledot, we don't talk so much about Yitzhak Avinu. Did you ask yourself why? It's incredible. You know why? Because Avraham is the Chesed. For the Chesed, there is no limit to the Chesed. Avraham was the Chesed. Yaakov is a symbol of the Torah. To study Torah, there is no limit. There is no gvul. There is no gvul to study Torah. But for Avodat Hashem, for Avodat Hashem, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sacrifice. Every time that you pray, it's another story. It's something else. It's limited. Torah is not limited. Chesed is not limited. But Avodat Hashem is like Shachrit, it's Avodah. Then there is nothing. I mean, you have to create for the Avodat Hashem, each moment should be a new moment. You understand me, David? Each moment. It should be a new moment. Each moment that you are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a short moment. Then after you have, it comes to Chesed. There is no limit to Chesed. There is no limit to learning Torah. But when it comes to Avodat Hashem, that way, about Yitzhak, we don't talk too much, because Yitzhak, it's Pahad Yitzhak. It's the Akedah. It's the sacrifice. When somebody, excuse me, just I tell you this. When somebody will sacrifice, there is another story. It's already, that's it. It's finished. When somebody die, can we talk about him after? As long as a man is alive, there is a story. Yes or not? We saw him here. We saw them there. We saw him there. He was eating here. He was there. But when somebody die, can you tell I saw him after here or there? No, he's in the same place. He died. Finished. This is when you do Yitzhak Avinu, he was a symbol of the sacrifice. That was Yitzhak Avinu. Every moment, it's a new moment. Every moment that he sacrificed himself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's finished. Now, it's another sacrifice. That's why there is too much about Yitzhak Avinu. Because there is no end of Yitzhak. Because it's every time that there is a Mesirut Nefesh, everything it is a sacrifice, it's a new story. It's something new. I mean, you need millions of books, millions of parashiyot. You understand? Millions of parashiyot. Chesed, there is no limit. Torah, there is no limit. But on sacrifice, there is limit. Why there is limit? Because when you are sacrificed, you are not here anymore. Now it's another story. And then it's another sacrifice. Whereas for you, from you, something else. You know why you go to the mikveh? You know why the mikveh make you pure? Why the mikveh make you pure? Why? Why the mikveh has this koah to make you pure? Why? I was reading, as a matter of fact, I am in Argentina now, and I built a mikveh here. And Baruch Hashem, last night was the inauguration of the mikveh. And I prayed for you last night. And it was a beautiful, I have to tell you this. It's in Argentina. I'm phoning you from Argentina, yeah, Buenos Aires. And it's a place, Lanús, where there is no Torah, nothing. Most of the people there, they are Reform or conservative. There is no Torah, nothing. And the Baruch Hashem, a few years ago, there is a rabbi who started to do Shabbaton there. And the Baruch Hashem, you cannot imagine the change in a few years, what this rabbi did. Most of the Reforms, they become Orthodox. Even the synagogues, the place now where that he took over, before they were Reform, conservative, or liberal. You cannot imagine, I saw them. They become Baal Tshuva. Some of the girls, they went to seminary. Really, 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 it's a big job that he did, this man. And I, Baruch Hashem, I helped him a lot. Last year, I pushed him to be the mikveh. I pushed him to be the synagogue. I pushed him. And Baruch Hashem, with the connection that I have here, we raised money for this mitzvah. And today, Baruch Hashem, Lanús, this area, that it was Reform, conservative, liberal. There was no one Orthodox. If you see what the change that there is there, you will not believe it. And Baruch Hashem, last night, we raised some money for them to finish to pay the mikveh. Last year, we raised a big amount of money. And Baruch Hashem, I did that for them. I asked money from people for that mitzvah. And Baruch Hashem, last night, the mitzvah was accomplished. Beautiful mikveh, beautiful Beit HaMidrash, a shul, a synagogue. And Baruch Hashem, and then, yeah, last night, I was thinking on what he did. And Baruch Hashem, today, a lot of people, they do teshuva because the mikveh is very important. Through the mikveh, it's the mikveh, when you go to the mikveh, you take out the klipa, the tum'ah from you. And last night, I was thinking, what it is the mikveh? What it is the mikveh? Water. You go to the water, you are tame, you are impure. A woman, she is impure. You go to the mikveh, you become pure. What's the secret of the mikveh? You understand me? What's the secret of the mikveh? And you know, what is the secret? It must be here something. Water, it's chesed. But why you don't drink a shower? And then you're tahor. Why you have to go deep under the mikveh? You have to go deep into the water. Why? Why you don't take a shower? Maim, it's chesed. Shower. You know that why HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the Mabul to the world? Because the world was tame. The world was impure. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do a mikveh to the world. 40 se'ah. So that's why for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he bring water in the Olam, Mabul, till the water was he drowned in the water. Then the world was pure. Then again, he started all over again. But the Mabul was not in Eretz Israel. Because in Israel, always it remained it pure. So what is the secret? You know, the Gemara said about Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan was a very, very handsome man. Very, very handsome. And always he used to sit next to the mikveh. That woman can pass and look at him. And Hachamim, they told him, why you sit next to the mikveh? So he said, well, because I am handsome. And I am Hacham. All my life I studied Torah. I want that the woman, when they come out from the mikveh, I want them to look at me. And then, Be'ezat Hashem, when they have a relationship with their husband, maybe they will have a baby like me, handsome like me, Talmid Hacham like me. So they told him, are you not afraid from Ein Hara? He said, "No, I'm not afraid from Ahara. I come from Yosef HaTzadik, my grandfather." "Yes, my grandfather was Yosef HaTzadik. And Yosef HaTzadik, there is no Ahara on Yosef HaTzadik. Like the fish, there is billions of fish. Why they are limited, the fish? Because no one look at them. There is no Ahara on fish. But the question is, how can we understand Rabbi Yohanan? I mean, how can we understand Rabbi? That means that Rabbi Yohanan, Rav Shalom, he was so much a holy man. He was so much a big Kadosh through the Torah Kedusha. He was connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Yohanan, Rav Shalom, he did not worry from Enara. Why? Because Yosef, what it is Yosef? Yosef, it's Yosef. More. The more you learn Torah, again, learn Torah, more. Yosef, give me more. Like the Pekei Avot said, that the more you give, the more you study Torah, the more they give you. The more. Yosef. The Gemara said about Rav Yosef, he said, every year on Shavuot, he said, Ilav hayoyme kama Yosef bikabikushuka. This Rabbi Yosef, he said, if Hashem did not give us the Torah on Shavuot, there is millions of Yosef in the street. But because Hashem gave us the Torah, so Baruch Hashem did not call me Yosef, they call me Rabbi Yosef. What the meaning of Rabbi Yosef? Why is it Baal Gaava or what? What that mean? What is this Rabbi Yosef? Please, just listen to it. What it is Rav? Rav is more. Rov is the majority. Rov, it's like Rabim Leatot. Rabim, it's too much. Too much, Rabbi Yosef. Too much more. That means, Rabbi Yosef, he said, Baruch Hashem, if Hashem would not give us the Torah, so we will add always money. Yosef, we will work only about money, just to live to make money. But now that Hashem gave us Torah, so we will work more to have more, to have too much. Rav Yosef, the more you will study Torah, so the too much we study Torah, so we will understand more to Torah. You understand? This is Yosef. Now we understand. Rabbi Yochanan, he said, I'm not worried because I study Torah. I come from Yosef, my grandfather. And my father, all his life, was studying Torah, even in Egypt, where there is the Rabbi Yitzhara. Look, Yosef at Tzadik. He was a handsome man. Millions of women, they looked at him, and never he looked at them. Why? Because he was protected from the Torah. So I'm not worried that people will look at me because I'm protected from the Torah. When we are protected from the Torah, there is nothing to worry about. You understand? Now, what is the circle of the mikveh? The mikveh, I was looking to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nachman Breslev, Alav Shalom. He said that when a man who do avera, a man who has zera lebatal, is karet, hayav karet, God forbid. There is a lot of zera lebatala. I mean, it's no good. I mean, so a man who do zera lebatal and a man who do averot, his sentence is to death. But can you imagine if everyone do avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to kill him, so there will be no man in the world, so everybody will be killed. So there is a mikveh. When you go to the under the water, you stop breathing. When you stop breathing, you are considered like a dead man. Because a dead man cannot breathe. It's fabulous. Understand? I think that was taken from the Zohar, I think. When you go under the water, you can't breathe. Have you seen a man breathing in the water? It's impossible to breathe in the water. So at that moment that you don't breathe, the man is compared like a dead man. He's compared like a dead man. And when it's compared like a dead man, so a man who died, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive him, his fault. So when he come out from the mikveh, it's a reborn. It's this man, it's like it's a new man with no averot. It's good, huh? This is the secret of the mikveh. This is the secret. Now, why I tell you this? Because Yaakov Abinu Alav Shalom, it's amazing. It's amazing what I'm going to tell you. Avraham Abinu, always, he was looking for borot. Vayah, poor bor. You know, we know what is the bor. A bor is a well, yes? A bor is like a fountain. It always, Avraham Abinu, he was Jikin, yes, for, to have a fountain here. Yitzhak Abinu too. And Yaakov Abinu, where he met his wife? Near the boar. It's incredible. Always boar, boar, boar. Always, we're talking, even Moshe Abinu, where he met Tzipora and the boar. And again, the Bnei Israel, they had Be'er Miriam. Always we're thinking about boar, boar. Fountain, fountain of water. And that is to teach us something. The purity. The water is chesed. How much chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing with us. Chesed. 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 It's something that incredible. Chesed. Yaakov Abinu Alav HaShalom. Abraham Yitzhak Yaakov. All their lives did it chesed. All their lives only did chesed to people. All their lives. All their lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through their avodah, he promised us to do chesed to us. But as you know, Mayim is the Torah. Mayim is chesed. Mayim is purity. Tarat HaMishpacha. Mayim is everything. Mayim is life. That means the Avot HaKadoshim, all their life, and Mayim is Torah, all their life were connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All their life were searching, they were looking for borot, to do fountains, to teach Torah to the people, to do chesed to the people. All their life was this. That the life of Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. And they have so much emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's incredible. Here you are, Yaakov. He arrived at Haran. He saw a be'er, a fountain there. It was closed. He see Rachel. He's his future wife. He has no money. Nothing. How are we going to ask her to get married to her? How? He has nothing. He was ashamed. He an old man. Well, this is the girl. Why you don't ask Lavan, I'm going to ask the girl, your girl, wait 1 month, I bring you the money. Why did not go back to Beersheba and bring the money and get married to Rachel? No. Because I meet Rachel in the Be'er, and the Be'er is the Chesed, and the Be'er is the Torah, and the Be'er is Emunah. I must have Emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to give me, he will give me. I don't need nothing. And he did not go back home to bring the money. He was waiting there. He worked so hard. And the 7 years, it went like a few days. Why? Because, God forbid, if he was excited for the 7 years, that means he has an objection against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means he's not happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to him. No. He has so much emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why you have to ask question? I have no question for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is good. Why, how he achieved this? The Kiddushah, the purity. That's why all the Imahot, we made them, the Be'er. Always talk about Be'er. Because Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rachel, Leah, Rivka, they were holy. They were pure. They were tzaddikim, full of chesed, Kiddushah, Tarat HaMishpacha, only Torah. Now we understand where Rabbi Yohanan, why he was not sitting outside the Beit HaMidrash, that woman that they bring the children to the Beit HaMidrash, they will look at him. No, he was sitting outside the Migveh. Outside the Migveh, he wanted to teach them something. Yosef, if you want to bring more and more Torah and Chesed in your family, you have to be pure. The Kedusha, the main bracha that you can bring to your home is the purity. While you are pure, so you can give a good education to the children. When you are pure, so you can have anything you want. Purity. That was Yaakov Abinu. I would like just pray for you.